Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany strikes out. House drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McEnany out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Ken McBride now pitching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Serve moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into left field. Cerf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to third for the out. Terwilliger moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Garver moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Rudy Arias now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Cerf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerf is walked intentionally. Williams moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Preston Ward. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing first base. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Landis reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. Landis moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. House moves to second. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McEnany moves to second. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman has Tuttle trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and back to Goodman, who tags Tuttle for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Maris now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Landis reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. House moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 3 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 3 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. McEnany reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McEnany scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ray Moore. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 4 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.